Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this morning's program on the 20th day of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447 in South Africa. Joining us right now is going to be our esteemed Mufti Sahib, who will be presenting the tafsir, the news, views, and finally it's going to be the Q&A program. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallahu khairan for joining us this morning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم وفي زوجي جزاك الله خيرا our technician brother Junaid Khan نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa, it is the 20th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on Suratul Waqiyah, chapter number 56, and the verses will be from verse 51 to 60. So chapter 56 and verses 51 to verse 60. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala in our previous lesson mentioned that everybody from the generations of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and right to Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam and the last baby to be born and die. So every person, every creation will be there on the day of justice, the day of assembly and the day of reckoning. And then what will be the consequences? Chapter 56 and verse number 51. Chapter 56 and verse 51. Thumma, thereafter, subsequently, innakum, you, the people, ayyuha dhalun al-mukadhibun, those who are dhal, they themselves are astray and they lead others astray. Every day we beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala in our salat, in our namaz, in our prayer, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. O Almighty Allah, lead us, show us the straight path. Al-mukadhibun, and O Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, dhalun al-mukadhibun, and those who are the rejectors, rejectors of Islam, rejectors of the message, the Quran Sharif, rejector of the messenger Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the other prophets. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So we 8 billion plus people on this planet today. All this talk of Muslims are 2 billion and all bunkum all that. So maximum Muslims today are 1 billion. And remember, when they count 2 billion, they count all the Qadianis and Shias and Aga Khanis and all these non-Muslim characters here. So remember 1 billion, that also maximum. So the rest of the people, remember, fall in this category, أَيُّهَا الضَّالُونَ الْمُكَذِّبُونَ, that those who are astray, and in the process they're leading other people astray, and they're rejecting the truth. So what will be the ending for them and the consequences? لَآكِلُونَ مِنْ شَجَرٍ مِنْ زَقُّومٍ, for them will be, they will be eating from the tree. Which tree? مِنْ زَقُّومٍ. What is the zakum tree, ya tura? I wonder. In Arabic, what you say? Ya tura. I wonder. Easy for you to understand will be, go open chapter number 44. And that is Surah Dukhan. He, Abu Jahl, his name was Amr bin Hisham. The Arabs, the mushrikeen, polytheists, idol worshippers would call him Abu al-Hakam, the father of wisdom. And remember, he used to walk around the gullies, alleys of Makkah Mukarramah arrogantly, proudly, and say, Ana al-Azizul Kareem. I am very, very powerful, very generous, and so forth. That is how he used to live in self-conceit and so forth. So Almighty Allah speaks of him and the punishment for him. Chapter 44, Surah Dukhan, and verses number 43, right up to verse number 50. So Almighty Allah states, Inna shajarat al-zakum, regarding the zakum tree, ta'amul asim. So this will be the food for the people of Jahannam and so forth. And then remember that they will receive that boiling water. So they'll be thirsty and they will drink that boiling water, nihayatul harara. You know, in our car, if the temperature goes right up, there's a red sign there. So that shows it's dangerous. So yeah, it will be worse than that, obviously. And the food will be this pungent tree with thorns and all that in it, which no normal human being would eat. Not only that, ثُمَّ صُبُّوا فَوْقَ رَأْسِهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْحَمِيمِ. And thereafter, the boiling water will be poured over his head. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will address him directly, Aba Jahl. فَسَمَّاهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَبَا جَهْلٍ. Mustafa Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ called him the father of Abu Ignorance. So Allah is telling him, ala sabili tahakkum, sarcastically, to mock at him, ridicule him, as he was mocking Islam, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba and the companions, Allah forbid. Zuk, you Abu Jahl, taste it. Taste the shajar al-zakum, the pungent tree, thorny tree. Innaka antal azizul kareem. You said you are very powerful. You said you are very generous. And you rejected this whole idea of the day of justice. Inna hadha ma kuntum bihi tamtaroon. This is the day in which you had doubt, skepticism. So see what the reality it is. Allahumma ahfazna min. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. So that is the tree. Remember the reference, chapter 44, verses 43 to 50, regarding Abu Jahl. So yeah, Almighty Allah is speaking about the others. La'akiluna min shajarim min zakum. So they will fill their bellies. Remember that, as mentioned in the next verse. From the zakum tree, the thorny tree, pungent tree. فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ. And they will fill their bellies with it. And it will be on fire. فَشَارِبُونَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَمِيمِ. Human being in Jannah and Paradise, there is no hunger there, there is no thirst there. So all this eating, drinking is like a connoisseur. We have a 7-course, 9-course, 10-course meal, and thereafter still the ice cream, the desserts come. So you're not hungry now, it is just to taste Allah sabiril istilzas. Taste this pudding, taste this ice cream, taste this dessert. So that will resonate with me, and you, we know how we gobble and eat and so forth, majority of us. So they will fill their bellies with this. So they will be hungry all the time, thirsty all the time, and punished all the time. Allah forbid, Allah mahfazna min. فَشَارِبُونَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَمِيمِ. And they will drink from the boiling water from Jahannam, Allah forbid. فَشَارِبُونَ شُرْبَ الْهِيمِ. Allah Jalla Wala's kalam, direct speech, is the best of kalam. Khairul kalam, kalamul muluk, wa mulukul kalam. Remember that is Allah Jalla Wala's kalam. So in Arabic, you call ahyam. Ahyam means you have a camel, and that camel is suffering from a disease. The more and more water it drinks, the thirstier it feels. So yeah, the plural is mentioned, him. Him is the plural of ahyam. So it means, فَشَارِبُونَ شُرْبَ الْهِيمِ. And it will be drinking, these people will be drinking, just like that camel who is forever thirsty, and nothing can quench his thirst. هَذَا نُزُلُهُمْ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. Nuzul is used, ma yu'addu lidhaif. Today I am getting visitors, today I am getting guests, so we prepare something for them. I'm not getting visitors, guests, I'm just giving example now. So remember that, so we start preparing for them in advance, because they were honorable guests and visitors and so forth. So Allah Jalla Wala is mocking them. Allah Ta'ala using this Allah Sabili Tahakkum there to mock and ridicule and belittle them. And sarcastically it is used. This is the day of hospitality, Yawm al-Din, the day of justice. Maliki Yawm al-Din, right in the starting, remember, of Surah Fatiha, chapter 1. And draw a comparison and juxtapose the two regarding me and you, the Jannatis, with the grace and mercy and benevolence of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah speaks of us, that we will get everything in Jannah with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Nahnu awliya'ukum fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. Verily we, Allah stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty, and says we, surely we, awliya'ukum, we are your protectors. Fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah, in this worldly life, in the year after. Walakum fiha ma tashtahi anfusukum, walakum fiha ma tadda'un. And remember, for you will be whatever you desire and whatever you request, immediately you will get it. No load shedding, no power failure, no computer, you must remember, crashing and so forth. So nuzulam min ghafurir rahim. You see the word nuzul, same word is used. Hospitality from Allah, who's very, very forgiving of forgiving, and rahim, very, very merciful. But the criteria is this. Who will receive this? Chapter 41, Surah Hamim al-Sajda, verses 30, 31, 32. So remember those people who have istiqamat, steadfastness. So we have, must have iman, faith, conviction, ikhlas, sincerity, istiqamat and steadfastness. Not one day, one week in Ramadan and some auspicious night be good Muslims and after that all hell breaks loose. So all become scholars for dollars and so forth. Nay, so remember that nuzulam min ghafurir rahim. So remember the true ulama are those people, Quran says, innama yakhshallaha min ibadihi al-ulama. Only those people who have the true quality of khashya, they are the ones who are called ulama by Allah. We can have 100 pages and 100 certificates. Those are not ulama if there is no khashya. We met the akabir and the giants of this ummah, Hazrat Sheikh Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahimahullah, Hazrat Ji Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, remember of Jalalabad, Hazrat Sheikhul Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sheikhul Hadith Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, and hundreds of others. We ask each one of them, give some advice, and they will tell you, for you shouldn't, especially in your madrasa darul ulum, then the quality of khashya is paramount. No khashya, then all the certificates mean nothing. Surah 35, Surah Fatir, and verse number 28. Innama fahasar and qasar. Only exclusively, yakhshallaha min ibadil ulama. From his servants, those who are the ulama, they fear Allah. Out of the love for Almighty Allah, out of respect for Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. And this is all times, all places, all circumstances. We are human beings, we all commit sins, we have our weaknesses, but don't try and justify the wrong. We do wrong, and then we say it's halal, and so forth, and Sharia compliant. That is the big problem we're facing today. فَشَارِبُونَ شُرْبَ الْهِيمِ. So they will drink like that camel who's forever thirsty. هَذَا نُزُلُهُمْ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. So this will be the hospitality, mockingly, for them on the day of justice. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Lahul Asma'ul Husna. He has wonderful, beautiful names. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's one name is Dayyan, the one who is the most just. Therefore, to keep your son's name, Abdul Dayyan, and daughter's name, Amatul Dayyan. Perfect it is. And remember the hadith mentioned in Bayhaqi, Al-Birru La Yubla, that your good deeds will never get worn out. وَالذَّمْبُلَا يُنْسَى, and your sins will never get forgotten by Almighty Allah. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. And اِعْمَلْ مَا شِئْتْ. Do whatever you want to. كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ. As you treat others, so you will be treated. وَالْدَيَّانُ لَا يَمُوتْ. Allah Jalla Wala is Dayyan. Death will never ever reach him, touch him. He was, he is, he will always be. Malakul Maud, the angel of death, will die. And he, Almighty Allah, was, is, will always be. Chapter 28, verse 88. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everybody, everything shall perish except him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, the exclusive Khalik, creator, and the only Malik and owner of the entire universe. My house, my shop, my farm, my warehouse, my car, my this, everything is just temporary and for a short period. So what owner are me and you? Nothing. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is showing us His Qudrat Kamila, His absolute control, authority, majesty over the universe. Nahanu, indeed we, stamping His majesty, authority and sovereignty. Khalaqnakum, we created you. You scientists, you professors, you doctors, you atheists, you Zionists. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 73. لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. That they can't create one single fly, even if they all come together for that purpose. How will ensoulment take place? خَلْق, خَالِق, to create means مِنَ الْأَدَمْ إِلَى الْوُجُودِ. Nothing is existing from point A. From nothing you must create something. So not you clone and take from here and there. That is not Khaliq. Khaliq is min al-adam ila al-wujud. And then ensoulment must take place. You must insert the ruh, the soul and the spirit in that. Who can do that? Nobody. Till today, not one scientist can describe what is death, what is the ruh. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْإِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Regarding this knowledge, you have been given but a little bit. Remember that. So فَلَوْلَا تُصَدِّقُونَ. So when we are the exclusive creator of you and the creation, so why don't you believe from the inner recesses of your heart? You still are doubting and becoming the doubting Thomases, and you still are skeptical and so forth. You will believe in science, but you don't believe in faith. You don't believe in Almighty Allah. How foolish is this human being? أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. Almighty Allah takes us to our origin. Our father, mother met after the nikah, obviously, we speak of Islam. So then the wife, meaning our honorable mother, conceived after the conjugal relationship. So now Allah is posing the question, what is your origin, O human being? أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. What have you seen? So مَا تُمْنُونَ, what has been emitted from you, the semen and the sperm? Therefore, the ulama have written under verses like this, that human being, how come we are so proud and arrogant and haughty? Oh, waluka nutfa, the starting point of yours is your semen and sperm. Wa akhiruka jifa, and your ending is jifa, the body just lies there as a corpse. Wa bainahuma al-qadira, and in between we are carrying all the napaki and all the filth and all the feces and what have you and so forth. So starting semen, ending corpse, carrying the impurities and so forth, and yet we are arrogant. This is something very strange. أَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. What have you created yourself? Who created the sun and the moon and the celestial creation? Who created the flora and the fauna and the land and the sand and everything in between? أَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. A rhetorical question. What did you create all this? Or have we created all this? Allah stamping His authority. Therefore, He uses the royal pronoun, the collective, the plural. Or we have created it. Definitely, Allah created it alone. And no one assisted Him. He is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. نَحْنُ قَدَّرْنَا بَيْنَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. And then we have قَدَّرْنَا, stipulated amongst you, الْمَوْتِ. You will not live forever. Young, old, male, female, Muslim, non-Muslim, everybody, every creation will have to experience death. Every living being, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوقِينَ. And nobody can remember that, frustrate us. Yesterday, remember Trump, Donald Duck, the Harami, the pedophile, the rapist, the felon and criminal, was asked by reporters, now he's coming there to Israel and then he's going there to Sharm el-Sheikh in Cairo. Do you think you're going to go to heaven? He says, no, I don't think I will make it to heaven. You see that? So if you continue in this vein, that's where you're going to, you felon, you criminal, you pedophile, you rapist, straight to hell. So he said it himself. So that was the tafsir for today. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, through His grace, mercy and benevolence, accept our broken, humble efforts. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now today is the 20th Rabiul Akhir, 1447 in South Africa and few countries. Majority, 90% of the countries, cities of the world, 21st Rabiul Akhir in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid Al-Aqsa, Palestine. And majority countries, cities and continents. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is a big day. Mubadalatul Usara. The exchange will take place. So Hamas from 8 o'clock, you see, this morning, that from Gaza, the Red Cross will be involved. And they will take the Jutlas, 20 of them, you see that. And from Gaza, they will take them towards Israel and so forth. And they, the Jutlas, Haramis, the war criminals, those guilty of genocide and so forth, will have to release, you must remember, 250 Palestinians and so forth. So total, they will have to release 2,000, you must remember that. And that it was the agreement. Now whether the Jutlas stay with the agreement or not, that remains to be seen. You know Jutlas, you can never trust him, remember the Jews. And there are people who are wretched, miserable, guilty of genocide, kicked out from 109 countries. And we say, and you must use that fatwa everywhere, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So from there, Trump will come there and address the Knesset and all of them make some nice speeches, all that. Privately, he'll tell them a lot of nonsense as well. He forced Netanyahu, the war criminal, into this, you must remember that, and said, you better get involved in this thing here, otherwise there will be big problems for you as well, you see that. Now on Saturday night, you see, Kushner, his son-in-law, spoke. So the Harami Kushner, he just wants to make money, you see that? So what he says that we, the Jews, it means, that you Israelis did not replicate the barbarism of the enemy. Really, Kushner? There were 6 times in the United Nations Security Council, remember, a call ceasefire. Your father-in-law and the opposition leader, and that is Biden, both Haramis, both war criminals, 6 times they vetoed it. So who is the criminal? You, America, you murdered and martyred over 1 million people in Iraq, and you, Madeleine Albright, a Jutli, a Jewess, may she rot in hell forever. She said it's worth it to kill 500,000 children. Who murdered millions of people there in Vietnam, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and now supporting the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime in Israel? Who? So remember that. I know every word of mine is recorded by the Jutlas and so forth. You record it, go to hell for what we care. We speak in the truth, you must remember. Now with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, remember the fuel is coming into Gaza and the gas is coming in and food is coming in, lot of things. But medical aid so far has not come in. So that is very, very concerning. So all the aid trucks and so forth, you must get permission and go. Remember, this is the golden opportunity. You see that Trump will be there. They will try and show a good face. Get in the maximum amount, you must remember, and show the Jutlas that we mean real business, you must remember. So now there they're going to have a, you must remember, Egypt there, Gaza summit, you see, but it will be held in Sharm el Sheikh. I've been there to Sharm el Sheikh. I spent two nights there, one day there. Then from there, we went to Mount Sinai, you see, Tur Sinin, to the apex and summit there, where Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam received the Torah. So we know what they're talking of. So anyway, so then they're going to have their team of the earth to oversee everything. So Palestinians made it clear. Nobody will oversee us from the foreigners, whether it is Trump or whether it is Tony Blair or any other Rami and war criminal. We will never allow it. It's our territory, it's our place, and we will rule here. And see how there's a vacuum now, right? After this 2-3 day summit, ceasefire, if you want to call it that. So remember, Hamas fighters came out from underground, from the tunnels and so forth, 6,000-7,000. And now the enemy, they're fixing them up, all the collaborators and so forth, and those who are against Hamas, 27 of these munafiqeen and hypocrites, they send them straight to hell and they kill them. 100% jais for them to do that. Innakum idham mithluhum, you are exactly with the Jews and you died for them also. So Hamas will not be present during the signing ceremony there. So who will be there? Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestinian Authority, Abu Mazin, another murtad. It is Jam'iyatul Murtaddeen who will be there. The Arab Tanpod dictators will be there, you see that. Your Saudi Arabia, they won't be there. I'm not sure whether they'll be there or not there. And but they become murtads, the leaders we speak about. Emirates, you know, Washington Post released all the leaks who were helping Israel during the war against Gaza. They named 6 countries, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, and Egypt, Bahrain, and Qatar. Whole lot murtads, remember that. So when they make us fools and so forth, and nobody can speak, everybody is frightened and so forth. The best jihad, afdalul jihad, man qala kalimata haqqin inda sultanin jair. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, the best jihad to make is to speak the truth in front of these tenpot dictators. Trump was snubbed for the Nobel Peace Prize, so he's very, very upset about it. The White House released a statement, how the hell can you get the Peace Prize when you are the biggest criminal helping Israel commit genocide? And you are an accomplice in this for past 50, 60, 70 years and so forth. You must be like China. So China says the United States has double standards regarding tariffs. Trump says he's going to impose 100% tax on China. China says do it and we will do the same. We don't fear you. And the initiative is taken away already from America. The empire is collapsing and China is getting stronger and stronger if you understand the real politics and economics. Very sad. Remember, one side is Afghanistan, other side are the Taliban in Afghanistan, other side is Pakistan. And now fatality is on both sides, you must remember. One group say they killed 28 people, other group say 53 people. But those are not confirmed, these are just figures they are given. Who is at fault here? The Pakistanis, obviously. If you know Pakistan's history, from day one, they aligned themselves with America. And the army is controlled by America, the Pakistani army. And their politicians, their prime minister, president, majority of them are controlled by America. Therefore, they got rid of Imran Khan. Imran Khan told America, you don't treat us as your slaves. We are equal to you in being an autonomous country. So that you think they can accept from a Pakistani and a leader. And he told them this on their face. And they couldn't corrupt him as they corrupted the Pakistani army, Pakistani politicians. Majority of them chores. You understand? You see like our ANC and that. Very similar to that. You must remember that. They're supposed to be Muslim, but majority of them, very crooked people. So majority of Pakistanis. This is the truth. I spent almost 7 years there. So certain things we know. So but very sad, remember that we stand with Taliban and Afghan and not with Pakistan politicians or army and so forth. There you must remember where they were manufacturing explosives and so forth. Allahi Latibe Awaze in Tennessee, America. So there was a big explosion. 16 people, one report. 19 people, one report. Dead, finish. So this is Allah's punishment, you see that. You want to kill, 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 and now your own people are getting killed. See, shooting at South Carolina bar. You know where they drink the daru? So the bar and the pub and so forth leave four people dead. I wonder how the World Cup will be next year there in America. Every second, third, fourth person got the gun, and the maverick people, happy-go-lucky people, trigger-happy people, they just shoot, you see that. My suggestion is take away, you must remember, the World Cup from America is not a safe country, and Trump and them. But you think FIFA got the guts to do that? They can't even expel the haramis, the illegitimate people who got the good hiding yesterday from Norway, Israel, you see that. Humiliation in this world and in the year after. That is what Allah says. He will punish them day and night, right till the day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبَعْثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. So let us go on. Floods in Mexico, remember, so there also 40 people dead and drowned. Russia, from Russia with love. I like Putin. So today in Russia, Moscow is day 1327, and he's sending his missiles and his drones and everything. Zelensky is seeing stars in his people daytime. Who told you to come near Russia with there? And America, you know, America doesn't have friends. They have interests. They thought they will beat Putin. And Putin hasn't used his nuclear. Otherwise, he'll blow you all up. Remember that. 13 million people visited the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah, in this month of Rabiul Akhir. So far is a money spinner for the Saudis, Najdis, Wahhabis, Haramis. Hamas will not disarm. Why should we disarm? You committed the genocide, you committed the war crime, and now you're telling us, the victims, that we must, you must remember, disarm. It is a basic right in the United Nations, you must remember, Constitution and international law, that people whose land is occupied have the right of taking on arms to fight the oppressors and occupiers. So therefore, go to hell. Hamas has made that clear, remember that. Three Qatari diplomats killed in an accident there next to Khashoggi Mosque. I got a funny feeling there's more to that story there. Iran suspends all cooperation with IAEA and told them, go to hell. Send them away and you go ahead with your nuclear. Shias are pakka kafir, but we will advise them that yes, there are Sunnis there, 15%, 10%, whatever you want to say. So all that talk of 30% and all that all propaganda, we must speak the truth. So remember that we say that Iran must go nuclear. Don't be like this Arab tenpot dictators, hopeless, useless characters. King of Morocco, he went to Rabat and now he's moving around and all that and say, no, we must have peace in the Middle East. Another donkey and a half drunk, you must remember that. Another murtad, making ties with Israel and Abrahamic Accord. So that is him. So Salih al-Jafar Wadli, so he was martyred, you see that. And he said that, I'm passing this on to my son, and you will never ever defeat us. We are Palestinians, we are Mujahideen, we are Muslimin. Those are the people who are Muslims. A coup in Madagascar is underway, remember that, and there's big problem there. The army is going to take over. Prince Andrew is linked with Epstein, the pedophile, you see that. Just like Clinton, just like Trump and all these haramis, and MBS name is also there. So the Murtad bin Shaitan. So King Charles is very worried about his son. You see, what must I do with this Andrew? So I'll tell you what you must do. You must resign and say, I'm not fit to be a king. Because when you were married with Diana, you were busy with your own, you understand? Chameleon, you know that? So you committed adultery, you harami, so you're not fit to be the king. Kennedy Jr., you see, of America, so he is supposed to be in charge of the health portfolio. Listen to what his investigation is. He says that if you get circumcised, that can lead to autism. So your children, you mustn't circumcise them. These are the people, their brains are in need of circumcision. Like how Hazrat Mohana Ahmad Sadiq, they say, sir, we're circumcising Sahuk, you see that. So we need to do this with all these haramis and politicians as well. Cameroon, the president there, Paul, his name is 92 years old. Can you believe that in Sakarat? but he wants to go for the 8th time re-election. This is what power does. They're power drunk, you must remember. He can't walk, he can't talk properly, but he wants to be in power. The lust for power, remember that. Crazy people, they should have something in their constitution that once you reach 70, 80 or so, you're out, finish, you must retire. But you know corruption is everywhere. Let's come to South African news and see quickly. We've got 3-4 minutes for the news. So 1.6 billion corruption, not million, billion, right? 1.6 billion corruption there regarding tenders and all that there in Cape and where have you, you see. It is alleged that Helen Zeller is also involved, and that is floating around. It's gone viral, that you must remember. So you, DA, you'll better answer. Corruption is a big word, Helen Zeller. You know genocide is a big word. Yeah, the Jutlas are guilty of genocide there. And you don't want to condemn them, so they send me. Please vote for Helen Zeller to become mayor of Johannesburg. I told them that she is a racist and a Zionist. We will never ever vote for the DA, and she can go to hell for what I care. That was my message to them. So remember Kenny Kunene. So he is the deputy of the Patriotic Alliance, you see, after Mackenzie. He threatens the EFF MP over messages on the social media. So the EFF guy wrote there that he is also one of the people suspected in the murder and so forth and so on. So all these battles are raging on between them. Gauteng provincial government says they're ready for the matric exam. Are you sure you're ready? Every year there's some leaking business. You know that South Africa. You must find some leaks everywhere and know that. Okay, you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Lansar International and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you must follow the groups and follow all the things, you understand, that I'm sending out. And you want my number, just write there, include me group, or just put group. I don't like long messages, so I haven't got time for it also. So remember, just put group and we'll add you to the groups, inshallah. So I want all of you, the Muslims and people of justice, some Christians are very, very far ahead of the Muslims in this. So there's an organization who wants to regulate religion. So there's a threat to our religious freedom. So we as Muslims must sign that petition. I discussed this on Saturday morning with my Ustad, Hazrat Muhammad Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib. He understands these issues like no Maulana, no Mufti, no Sheikh. Nobody can beat him in these things here. He's a champion in this. So he said, go ahead and tell the listeners they must sign it and so forth. So Eskom workers, can you believe that? They want a 15% increase in their wages. So Eskom is telling them, no, we can't afford it because they came out from the red. Now they're in the black. You see, they're making big money, they say. They say that South African Parliament is not a parliament. It is a circus. There are many, many clowns there. I agree 100%. You see that? More clowns than politicians and so forth. Yesterday we received sad news, you understand, my brother there in Lusaka, Haji Imtiaz Kasap, you see, that we performed many hajj together, close friend of mine. I stayed by his house also the last time I went, but brother Yaqub Suleiman to Lusaka, you see. Yesterday his father passed away, our Haji Imtiaz father passed away, 10:30, there was the janaza. Allah Jalla Wala grant Haji Imtiaz father Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, and all our shuhada and martyrs and all our marhumin who passed away with Iman and Islam. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbul Alam. Today's program for us, you must remember, will be that what we must do is this, that we must, you understood, that now between 8:30 and 9 is the Sahuk program. Lot of new things have come out. What more Desai wrote and what people sent to me, and I sent it out viral as well. So remember that one of their member was fined and so forth, and lot of interesting things. So we'll discuss the news, views and interviews of Sahuk and so forth. Inshallah, inshallah, we got them properly cornered. We're waiting for them to take us to court. You see that? That's what they told us they're going to do. So anyway, we're waiting for that day. And remember, between 1 and 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. And then 2 to 2:30 will be the report back trip to Eastern Cape. Wonderful, beautiful trip, wonderful. So inshallah, there are many interesting things you will learn there also. And thereafter, 8 to 10 will be the live Q&A with Hafiz Wadi, inshallah. Ji Hafsaf, we got about 10 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
JazakAllah khair for that, Mufti Sahab. This person wants to know if they distribute tasbih counters, would it be permissible to do so with the intention of Isali Sawab?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Anything that is permissible and you give it out with the intention of Isali Sawab, as Sadaqah Jariyah, post death, you will still get the reward. Yes, it's permissible. You give out tasbih, you give out the tasbih counter, you give out Quran Sharif, you give out good kitabs and so forth and so on. All permissible, no problem with that.
So when the Imam says Sami Allahu liman hamida, what does the followers have to say?
You, the followers, got three options. You say Rabbana lakal hamd, Rabbana walakal hamd. You add the wow. First one, Rabbana lakal hamd, Rabbana walakal hamd. Or you say Allahumma Rabbana walakal hamd. Good, better, best. Rabbana lakal hamd. Good. Better than that, Rabbana walakal hamd. And the best, Allahumma Rabbana walakal hamd. You, the muqtadi, the follower, you're reading behind the Imam, you don't say Sami Allahu liman hamida. The Imam says that, and you must just read these words, which I told you now, in three different variant ways of reading it.
So what's the ruling about wearing an ihram to make tawaf on the mataf area when you are not in the state of ihram?
Remember, the Saudi kafir regime, Najdis, Wahhabis, Salafis can't speak one word against them. So remember, they imposed the law for the men. Now you must go and perform tawaf upstairs for the men. Why? Because you are not in the state of ihram consecration. So only people in the state of ihram performing umrah allowed downstairs and so forth. Is this permissible? Totally haram for them to make this kind of laws. Why is it haram? Number one, Quran Kareem states chapter 22 verse 25. And that is, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Whosoever makes intention in the Haram, Makkah, Mu'an, Mina, and Muzdalifah, M33M, that constitutes the Haram. Arafat is out of the Haram. So we should know that. So you make intention only of deviation and oppression. Nuziqhu min azabin aleem. We will unleash a painful, painful punishment for you. Number two, you the students and ulama, go open Tirmidhi Sharif, Babu Maja'a fi Fadli Tawaf, the virtues of tawaf, and the chapter, sub-chapter after that. So you must remember Hadith 868 in my copy of Tirmidhi Sharif. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Bani Abdi Manaf, they were the people in charge at that time. La damnahu ahadan tawafa bihad al-bayt. You're not allowed to prevent anybody from making tawaf. So does this Baytullah does not belong to MBS Murtad bin Shaitan or his father Salman or his grandfather Abdul Aziz. It belongs solely only to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So la ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'asidil khaliq. There's no obedience to creation when it leads to a sin against the Creator. So now your wife must go downstairs and you must go upstairs. Who the hell are you to make all these laws here? So then other men and that in ihram can touch them. You see the future stupidness of it and foolishness of it. So you must just wear ihram. You can wear your jockey also because you're not really in ihram. And you go and perform that tawaf and so forth. Totally permissible. There's no problem with that.
When you're drawing up a will, what is required to be in that will to be valid?
An Islamic will means that I'm drawing up my will, so I'll say after my death from my estate, you must pay all the burial, funeral expenses, the hearse, the grave, and all these things. Don't come free of charge. If some family member, friend want to pay for it, so that's a prerogative, is permissible. Second one, this must be done immediately. The debts of the deceased must be paid. You see that? This business of that, our people going to millions and millions of overdraft and bank and all haram business, all this. So you must pay your personal debts and corporate business debts and so forth. So that must be done immediately, not after 40 days and 100 days and all that. Justice delayed is justice denied. So remember, that must be done immediately. And pay the creditors, Muslim, non-Muslim, even the Jews, you have to pay them. You can't say, no, he's a jutla, I don't pay him. Absolutely haram. Third one is wasiya for non-heirs. Remember, it can be a person, an organization, it can be a non-Muslim. For example, you have your neighbor, or you have some person you were working for, or he was working for you, and you saw his honesty, good character, whatever, and so forth. So you want to reward him, so you say, give him 10,000, 20,000, and all that. And that is within the limit of one third of the net estate. So it's permissible even for Tom, Dick, and Harry, or Mary. So that you can do. And you can give a madrasa, darulum, masjid, whatever, you must remember that. If you are giving, so don't give to our people. Our people are millionaires and they're just wasting, you must remember that. Give to those masajid, darulums that are really poor and so forth and so on. Some darulums and jamiats and they've got millions and millions, you must remember. My advice, you don't give them anything, you must remember that. So there's so much corruption going on there also in most of our institutions, so therefore I would not encourage that. Give the poor organizations and poor people. So that is the third one. So none heirs and maximum one third. And fourth one will be the shares of the heirs. Five people must inherit. Remember that your father, mother, your son, daughter, provided they all are Muslim. And remember the surviving spouse. Husband passes away, wife or wives must inherit. Wife passes away, husband must inherit. So these are the basic rules that you must know. And non-Muslims cannot inherit from a Muslim. So we need to be clear. Wasiyat is something else, you bequeath it. But remember that inheritance that is ordained, prescribed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala himself. So that is what we should understand.
Ji. Mufti Sahib, what is Dabbatul Ard?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about Dabbatul Ard in the Noble Quran. And remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of it and tells us that وَإِذَا وَقَعَلْ. So remember, anything you want to know, you must go to the Quran Sharif, a first point of reference. And second, the Sunnah Mubarakah. And third point of reference, you must remember, will be the verdict of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Go open Surah Namal chapter 27. And Almighty Allah speaks of it in verse number 82. Chapter 27, verse 82. وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And when the verdict is passed against them, أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ. Then we will produce for them the big, huge animal, you see, that will speak to them in the Arabic language. And these will be the people, أَنَّ النَّاسُ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُقِنُونَ. They wouldn't believe, they don't have iman, they don't have conviction. Chapter 27, Surah Namal, the end, and verse number 82. Chapter 27, verse 82. So remember that, from where will this happen? There at Mount Safa. You see that? So from there it will emerge and come out and so forth. You see today's world, this is a very good example I'm giving you. You see the Qadianis. They take their ideas, their concept, and then they put that right on top. Now they look for Quranic verses, ahadith, and that to be subservient to their ideas and concept. People like that, yudhillu bihi kathira. They go straight to Jahannam. So they translated this, min al-ardi tukallimuhum. So to say an animal will speak to them in the Arabic language, so it's not appealing to the non-Muslims and the skeptical ones, munafiqeen in the Muslims and the so-called Muslims. So they said, tukallimuhum can also mean taklimuhum. And this big, huge animal will come out and it will wound them. You see, give them some wounds and scratches and so forth. So that is how they translated it. So we reject that what it deserves. So barakallahu fiqh hafizwadi. Don't forget 8:30 to 9 will be sahuk. And then 2 o'clock tafsir and 2 to 2:30 will be our report back to Eastern Cape. Very interesting. And 8 to 10 the Q&A live, inshaAllah Aziz. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our salat time just changed from today to 5 o'clock. So therefore, azan early, and now I take leave from you. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Jazakallah khair hafizwadi.